Welcome to the Socket Podcast. Socket helps you plug into you and unplug from things that no longer serve you. Find your voice and self-esteem while learning to say no and set boundaries when needed. Your host, Kathy Subber, is an entrepreneur and mom of two with a life lens of happiness. If living a life of authenticity, kindness, and confidence is something you are looking for, get ready to plug in. We are glad that you are here.
Do you believe in yourself? You know, it's so funny. There are people in my life that I can put in two different camps. And it's very dramatic, the differences I see in their lives, in their happiness level, and overall, just where they are in life. And they are people that believe in themselves, and they're people that don't believe in themselves. I know that I was raised in a family that I was told I could do anything I wanted to do. I didn't feel limited by being a girl. I didn't feel limited in any way, shape, or form. It was kind of one of those things that, hey, you want to go do it? You got to work hard to do it, and you have to take accountability to do it, but you can be whoever you want to be. And I know that many people don't grow up in that type of household. I know many people were not encouraged in the ways that I was. I know many people that lived in a family that didn't have the financial means that my family had for me never have to worry about the fact that could I go to college or not. So I want to make sure that I state all of those things first, because everyone comes from a different place and everyone comes from a different background and different upbringing and has been told different things. Where I struggle with believing in myself is really my weight, my ability to exercise, my motivation, because that was something that in my household was monitored pretty closely. If you've been listening to my story, you've heard my story of stepping on a scale at a doctor's office and just being told that I needed to lose 15 pounds, even though I was an athlete and even though I was strong and healthy and didn't have an ounce of fat in my body. So those are the things that I continue to struggle with. I sometimes don't believe I'm a healthy person. Sometimes I don't believe that I can be a fit person, that I can make exercise something that I love. And so that's somewhere kind of where I struggle. Our beliefs come from our subconscious. What we believe in our subconscious will come out in our actions every single time. And even if you are trying to believe in yourself that you can get a new job, you know, work to provide a different living for yourself, be in happy, healthy relationships, or like me, you know, figure out this weight loss puzzle that's been wrapped around my neck my entire life. If you internally believe that money is scary, or you're not worthy of love, or that you're just a fat, lazy slob, if those are the internal beliefs that you have, either from someone else telling them to you or by you continually to affirm that thought, you will never get where you want to go. And so making sure that you feed your brain different information, different belief system, different affirmations, man, it's not easy. There are some parts of my life that I'm just flowing with this. And if I want to make a change, I can make a change. Not a big deal. I just need to tweak a couple things, fine tune a couple things. And it really just doesn't seem to be a big deal for me. And then there's other parts of my life that I just don't believe in myself as much. And do you find that for yourself? If you think, what is the place? What's my biggest struggle in my life? Can you unravel where that came from? Can you come back to, well, what is my actual belief about myself that is preventing me from creating the action steps or taking the action steps and the plan to get to that space that I say I want to get to? Human psychology in the brain is so complicated. It really is amazing to me, because I can say all day long, I want this, I want that, I want to look a certain way, feel a certain way. And at the end of the day, you have to put the action into place. You have to take, you have to create those daily habits that you do over and over and over. But if the belief in yourself is not there, that will always be futile in the long term. That's why with weight loss, lots of people, 2-3 weeks, they're all go gung ho, and then it just kind of falls apart. So I know that for me, I believe in myself and I feel good about myself when I am doing a number of things. I freaking need to sleep. It is one of the keys of my life. And I know that if I don't get good sleep or quality sleep, I'm going to struggle and I'm not going to eat as well. And I'm not going to want to go exercise. And, it's something that those habits kind of all ball up into one thing, right? As soon as you start the chain of events, it kind of just goes along the same way. You slide that down that one mountain as opposed to down the other side, right? So you can all of a sudden, all those unhealthy habits kind of clump together. Whereas where I get good sleep and I wake up feeling refreshed, I'm kind of ready to tackle the day. It creates a better mood for myself. It creates more motivation. And so I'm just ready to get up. Hey, let's go for a walk. Hey, awesome. It's sunshiny out. And if it's not, I'm going to create my own sunshine for myself. So I think that knowing yourself and knowing what your triggers are, like how do you need to take care of yourself to make sure that you set yourself up for the best success possible? So sleep is one of those things, having regular connection with human beings. One of my love languages is definitely touch. Jason and I'll just like give each other little tickles at night or, hold a hand every once in a while. We both get too way too hot to like snuggle in bed. People for too long, maybe like a minute and a half. And then we're like, all right. He's always like, you're a furnace. I'm like, yeah, but if like something really drastic happened, I could keep you warm in the wilderness. And that doesn't seem to change the fact that we just overheat when we snuggle. People that can just sleep and like rolled up together and actually fall asleep that way. Yeah, I can't do that. Anyway, but connection and physical touch, that's really important to me. And it's something that feeds me in a certain way. I feel really good about myself when I'm working hard, when I know I'm tackling projects and I'm not procrastinating. Procrastination gets me all kind of in a funk. And if I know there's things that I need to do that are kind of hanging over my head, it's like, again, that snowball effect. I either get going and I get doing all the things that I need to do and I'm checking things off my list, which gives me more energy, which makes me want to check more things off my list, or I'm behind in a few things. It makes me feel like crap. And then I don't feel motivated. And then I don't get more things on my list. And then all of a sudden I have 100 emails to send to people and I'm behind. And that's the worst. And we've all had that moment where we're like, man, we are in a funk. I got to get myself pulled together. And I wish I had the magic pill to know exactly how to do that right on the spot. But I think it's making sure you're taking care of yourself. So authentic relationships is another one of mine. I do not like being in a relationship where I need to tell you something, but you can't tell this other person. And now, I'm just done with that in my life. I don't want to gossip about other people. I can't say I never have or I never do. That's just not realistic. Everyone kind of falls into that every once in a while. But my goal is to be in authentic, healthy relationships. And that also stabilizes me and helps me and keeps me feeling positive. And then exercise. If I'm not getting enough exercise, if I'm not paying attention to my steps a little bit, I'm not obsessive about it, but at the end of the day, if I got 2,500 steps, my body hasn't moved enough. And that is going to affect brain chemistry. It's going to affect our mood. It's going to affect our sleep. It's going to affect our weight. It's going to affect so many different things. So the things that help me believe in myself and keep my energy levels up so that I can tackle those different habits and make sure I'm getting everything done, which then leads to a feeling of positivity, leads to a feeling of being proud of myself, leads to a feeling of I want to do that again tomorrow and keep myself in that space, are sleep, physical connection, working hard and feeling proud of myself for it, authentic relationships, and making sure I get exercise. And if I'm not doing those things, I can slide down. I know I wouldn't say at this point in my life, I slide down into a depression. I call it a funk. And those are the times when those moments of self-doubt and not believing in yourself just crawl into those little openings that you've created. Crawl in and set up shop in your brain, telling you you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're fat, you're ugly, you're not talented. All of the things that us human beings tend to tell ourselves when we're not in the right space. So this week, I would ask you to look at what are the habits or the things that you need in your life to fill your cup up, to feel good about yourself, have a positive mental attitude, which then inspires you to believe in yourself more. And what are the internal things that you tell yourself that is preventing you from getting there? Because the reworking of those beliefs and the reworking in the brain and setting up your subconscious to believe what you want to achieve is the best way to start the process of building those daily habits to get to where you want to be, to take your life to that next level. I hope you have a great day. This is the holiday weekend. I hope you've had a really nice time with your family and friends. And I am thankful that I get to come and share with you every week. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your messages of support. I love hearing that what I've said has made a difference in your life, even if it's just a little bit. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sock It Podcast. Looking for more gratitude, confidence, and happiness in your life? Check out our website, www.simplysockit.com, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Simply Sock It. And remember, be unapologetically you. It's a waste of energy to be anything else.